You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, out there in podcast land. Welcome to the most righteous, the realest of podcasts, The Real Short Box. My name is Dr. Kevin, the doctor of pop culture. And in front of me is the one, the only, the Buckeye hating man himself, Darren.
Good day, good day, good day.
And to my right, the man who calls himself the Laird of Hollywood.
It's true.
The Laird of Ohio. The Laird of the United States of America. The Lord of the podcast jungle and the airwaves.
Sounds right.
A man with a huge ego. A man with an image. He believes his image is so big that it cannot be contained.
Right.
What are you trying to say?
Well, as your image consultant, Kevin, I just wanted to bring this up real quick. Your demographic that you're trying to target right now is not quite where you need it to be. You see, we found that what you're wearing could be considered offensive to Kiwis.
Maybe you should say it softer to him. It'll resonate more.
Ah, yes. Well, what we found, Kevin, was that your image is offensive possibly to Kiwis.
Wait a minute. You're saying that I'm potentially offending
Kevin,
people.
Kevin, keep your voice down, please.
I'm offending people in New Zealand?
Yes, you're offending me.
How could I offend New Zealanders? The Kiwi people of New Zealand, the Maori people of New Zealand, how am I offending them?
Whoa. You can't say that.
The Maori?
Yes.
Yeah, check your privilege, please.
You can't say that. I'm sorry.
That's what they prefer to be called.
Oh.
You're agitating me right now. Please check your privilege.
You've agitated Darren. You've agitated Darren.
And I don't mean in the sense of chemistry when you agitate chemicals in a cup.
Don't make me take over.
Look, just because you may have technically bought the microphone doesn't mean that you can just take over.
You know what word I keep hearing a lot here?
What?
Image.
Image. Yes.
Image. Yes, right. That's what we're supposed to talk about today.
Ah, okay.
We're here to talk about, real quickly, very briefly, the top 12, or our top 12 image comics facts.
Fun facts. They're so fun.
Rewind that sentence again, Kevin. You sound like you're having a hard time getting it out. I know the Kiwis are on your mind right now, but maybe you could...
This kiwi fruit, which is really good.
Goes good with strawberry.
That's true. It's really delicious.
So why don't you repeat yourself again for the people that want coherence from their podcast.
Top 12 fun facts of Image Comics.
That was good. Quality diction as well. Pronounce them consonants.
Whoa. You can't take diction on... Okay, I'm done. Sorry. Never mind.
We all love genitalia jokes on The Real Short Box.
That's true.
Very, very large. Very disturbing.
I'm going to be mentioning some genitalia, I think, during this podcast, actually.
I certainly hope not.
Oh, you wait and see, buddy.
All right. Well, let's get started and not keep the people waiting.
Yeah, let's dive into this Greg Louganis style.
Hey, he went to my school. You know that?
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know who that is.
All right, gosh, I hate when you do that. All right, real quick lesson. Remember 1988 Summer Olympics, we were kids, right?
Yeah.
You remember that poor unfortunate diver who busted his head open on the diving board?
No, and no one else listening to this podcast knows who that is. Well, no one. No one.
I beg to differ.
If there's somebody out there that knows who the hell this is without having to look it up, please comment in the comments section on our podcast.
Well, he was a great diver. There was a great documentary about him. He's a good guy.
I mean, it's no Triple Lindy by, Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School, but
that's exactly it. And that's who I know. There we go.
Well, anyway.
That's not the Rodney I know.
Forgive me for getting off track. Let us start with number 12.
Number 12 fun fact about Image Comics is on October 1st, 1994, Wildcats Covert Action Teams was the first Image comic that was turned into a cartoon.
Was fun.
Yeah,
I remember that. It was fun. What did they call them? Demonites?
I think it's like Demonites, something like that.
Yeah. They were like an alien race of evil sons of bitches.
followers of Damon. The Damonites. No, what's interesting to me is this only ran like 13 episodes, but do you guys remember a show called Tailspin Disney?
Shere Khan was my boy.
I found this in a lot of these earlier series, which is kind of fun. Tailspin only had 30 episodes, but it felt like it ran 5 years of my life.
That's true.
That's true.
So these 13 episodes, they didn't get reruns, just so you know. But yeah, it was kind of a quick series. But, you know, they were just testing out the waters at this time. And I thought it was a pretty good animated series.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Let's go on to number 11.
Number 11. Following up with what we were talking about with Wildcats, Eric Larson created a character called the Savage Dragon, mm-hmm. who then had his own animated series, but it wasn't the Wildcats was Sunday mornings, if I recall. The Savage Dragon was on the USA Network.
Oh, yeah.
So that ran a little later in the day.
I think it was like on the Cartoon Express. I used to love that when
yes,
I was a kid.
Yes, it was a half-hour animated television series aired on Cartoon Express on the USA Network, produced by Universal Cartoon Studios. Ran for 26 episodes, two seasons, from 1995 to 1996. Had some great talent behind it, to be honest, as far as like voice acting.
Ah, pray tell.
Jim Cummings played the Savage Dragon. Now, those Ooh. That don't know Jim Cummings then don't know Darkwing Duck. Doesn't know Winnie the Pooh or Ooh. Tigger.
Lay it down.
Shit, man. This guy is like, he's the freaking end-all, be-all.
Kevin, are you wiping
voiceovers.
Your brow right now?
I am.
We're not only talking characters. About this, but we're talking about Frank Welker.
Megatron.
Yeah. And
amongst many others.
And with Megatron, we're also talking Optimus Prime's
Peter Cullen.
Also,
right.
Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
That's right. Yes. Eeyore.
And for those Star Wars fans, Mark freaking Hamill, who also did the animated voice of the Joker, the all-time greatest version of the Joker. Fight me, please.
No one's trying to.
Good.
And also is really awesome as the Trickster.
Yes,
in both the original mm-hmm. Flash television series that aired on CBS, the live action, and in the redo of the Flash series on the CW.
Which, I tell you that, when he came back on the CW thing, he clearly had a different energy on screen than the rest of those actors. He really stood out to me, and I'm just glad he was a part of this, because as our loyal listeners know, Savage Dragon is a personal favorite of the Real Short Bucks.
Yes, Savage Dragon's a great series. Definitely check it out. And with that, that's it there.
All right, number 10.
Numero teno. Spawn, the comic book turned into the HBO TV series, actually won 2 Primetime Emmys. In 1998, they won an Outstanding Animated Program that was longer than 1 hour. And then in 1999, they won an Outstanding Individual Achievement in Animation. That's 2 Emmy Awards for our Image Comics Spawn on HBO, which we were just discussing today.
Yes, we were.
It did not have the ending that we wanted because they couldn't get that last season out there. But also, much like the Savage Dragon, Spawn is a personal favorite here of us Image fans. And Kevin, I know you are a huge fan of the television series of Spawn.
Absolutely.
You know, what's sad about that show, it didn't end properly. It needed one more season, and obviously it ended on such a cliffhanger at the end of season 3 that for any of you who have watched it or haven't watched it yet, you'll see what I'm talking about, or you already know what I'm talking about. It was getting so good, and then that was it.
And rumors abound about Jeremy Renner and Jamie Foxx in a new Spawn film in 2020.
Yes.
Now, Jeremy Renner, really?
Well, my whole thought is like, they're going to bring this back. But as you know, it's still a little far out. Things can get delayed. It happens all the time. But as of right now, it seems like they're on schedule for 2020.
Alrighty. Well, next is number 9. The Witchblade comic book had a very interesting thing going on. It both had an animated series and a live action series.
Animated and live action.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
And if you recall,
I guess.
If you recall, when we went into our favorite top 10 indie superhero podcasts, an outstanding podcast we have up on our sites, Yancey Butler played Witchblade.
Right.
And that was on TNT.
I remember that series, but I don't remember the animated series at all. like legit at all.
It was an anime, actually, if you can.
Was it?
Yes, very anime style. And but as we also do know, you have the soundtrack to Witchblade on compact disc.
I do. Wizard Comics. I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the air, but Wizard Comics actually had a credit card that you could get. Wizard magazine, anyway, that covered comic books. And I applied for it, and I got the card. And when you hit so many points, if you spent so much money, you got points. And if you hit so many points, you could get free things. Well, I kept saving my points because I wanted to get some good shit, you know? Mm-hmm. They stopped doing the credit card before I had cashed in my points.
And that sucks.
Yeah, it did suck.
That reminds Skybus, anybody?
Reminds me of the incident with the Malibu cone.
Right, I have great luck.
Yeah, bad luck.
Unlike Malibu, who didn't give me shit at that time. Although, I will say, as of now, Malibu, Dave did make up for that.
Yes,
gave me some nice, very
yes,
nice books. So thank you, Dave.
Yes, he did.
From Malibu. But with the Wizard, I sent them a letter, and I was like, you know, I'm in my teens, and I sent them a letter, and I'm like, hey, guys, I applied for this card. I want to use my points. You discontinued the program. They responded back with a really nice letter and a box full of nonsense, really, but it was very sweet. And they said, well, we can't give you what you were saving for, but whatever we have left here at our, you know, at our offices, we're happy to give you. So they just gave me a bunch of stuff. And one of those things was the Witchblade compact disc. So, yes, I do own that.
It kind of reminds me of if you write a letter into the Screen Actors Guild, you can get some of their leftover screeners. So, for those of you who want to have 10 copies of Green Book, write your local SAG office.
Ooh.
Good to know.
All right. Let's go to number 8.
Image Comics is located in Portland, Oregon. The end.
Really? Wow. Well, another big company that's from Portland, Oregon would be Dark Horse, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Portland's like the hub, really, of really good shit.
Some good art.
It's funny because Nailbiter, which is one of my favorite horror series in the last 10 years, the story of that takes place in a town in, I believe it's in Oregon or Oregon-esque. And it's very cool. If you guys haven't checked that out, please check out Nailbiter. But that's from Image Comics as well.
Nailbiter.
And, of course,
goodness.
The home of the Portland Trailblazers. And folks like us were old enough to remember when they were really good.
Clyde the Glide Drexler.
That's
man.
Right. Cliff Robinson. And, Kevin, I'm sure you could name off the top of your head a number of players that were playing over there. McDaniel comes to mind in the early 90s. You know, the Trailblazers. Who were losing NBA titles?
Kevin Duckworth.
Kevin Duckworth, number 55.
God,
Duckworth.
God rest his soul. I know he's no longer with us.
Oh, really? That's
yeah,
unfortunate.
He passed away, but he was a great player. Also, you had, Clyde Drexler, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
Terry Porter.
Cliff Robinson, of course.
Cliff Robinson. There's someone else who was really good. I can't think of the top of my head who I thought was an awesome player.
It's all good.
But
yeah. Probably some white dude that shot three-pointers.
Yeah, there are plenty of those.
Yeah, but that's Portland, Oregon for you folks.
Okay, what's next?
Next, number 7, Image Comics was inspired by getting its name through an Andre Agassi commercial when he talked about Image.
What?
Yeah, Image being everything, so they actually said,
Image is everything, we want to be everything.
You're right.
Now, I'm going to bring up a hypothetical here. Not that it's an important question that needs answered, but is Andre Agassi the most famous Armenian?
He's not Armenian, he's Iranian.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Persian.
Are you certain of that?
Yeah, I'm 99. Wow. I'm 90. Matter of fact, I was talking to our buddy Reza. We're talking about Reza about that, about how like his father or someone knew him growing up out here or something like that.
Huh.
That was a test. I wanted to make sure you knew.
Come on now. I know my geography and I know my ethnic groups.
Imagine how much he has stored away about comics, folks.
Imagine.
It's true.
Number 6.
The comic book through Image called The Max, with two X's, was actually a cartoon series that debuted on April 8th, 1995, on the MTV variety show called Oddities.
Hmm.
And it's a very significant show in the sense that it was the first series to mix CGI with hand-drawn animation.
It's true. Yeah, it's very pretty. If no one's seen it, you can YouTube it very easily and just check out the intro. See what you think. Honestly, it's a cool cool little thing that that they did. Image, if nothing else, they were experimentary in their television oddities, so to speak.
Speaking of experimenting, we will one day have to do a podcast about what in the world was going on with MTV original programming in the early to mid-90s.
That's true.
Eon Flux.
There's some freaky shit.
Liquid television?
Yeah. Like, somebody was doing something when they were doing that
shit. And Green Jelly's Three Little Pigs music video.
Oh, yeah.
Beavis and Butthead. You thought that was something.
Well, Beavis and Butthead was kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it, but it was.
They're talking about a sequel, by the way, to the animated movie.
Which is a good movie.
Right. Which is, like, honestly, that movie did really well, and I was shocked that they didn't do another one. And now we're looking at it almost 20 years later, doing another one. It's insane.
And you ever notice, like, the tendency was supposed to be, if you did a movie with your series was basically ending. With, like, the exception of Simpsons and South Park, your series kind of dies when your movie comes out.
Okay, what do we got?
Number five.
Ah, number five is me. That's a little series called Freshman Comics. It was co-created by Seth Green and Hugh Sturberger. Can't pronounce his last name.
That's a good one. It's kind of like this guy we used to work at our movie theater. I just called him Kevin Zubububub.
Yeah. Kind
it's a German name.
I know. We're not going to say it, though. We don't want to out him.
Right, that's true. Buzz will sue us if we do.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. Absolutely not. There was a character in there called Long Dong.
And there's the genitalia reference.
Yeah. Mm. He is an indestructible, much like me, he has an indestructible 15-foot-long penis.
Wait, are you serious?
Much like me, yes. I am very serious.
No, I mean, there's actually a comic book with a guy like that?
Yes, this character called Long Dong.
How did that get through the censors?
Well, here's the thing, sir. First of all, the character's real name is Ray McFarland. Does that just not sound like something similar who might own said Image Comics?
Yep, Todd McFarlane, McFarlane.
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
And maybe Todd was like, hey, if people confuse that character for me and think I got a 15-foot-long cock, I'm good with that.
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
And
you
Kevin,
know?
Since you are absolutely full of useless information, could you name a few things that are approximately 15 feet?
Or Canadian.
We'll be here all day.
You know, she's stuck with the long part.
If I stack myself on top of you and then add half of you, that's 15 feet.
That would be true.
That is a lot of feet to have in
your
pants.
That's a lot of dick.
Score one for the D-man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Moving on.
You're a deeply disturbed man.
Just so you know, when we do our After Dark edition and the bonus features, we are absolutely going to talk more about this character.
It actually gets worse.
Right.
Number four.
Jim Lee's first comic book work drawing is the cover of Samurai Santa number one from the independent publisher Solson Publications. And if you guys don't know who Solson Publications is, we've talked about them before in a very odd way. Solson Publications is a bit of a dark horse, so to speak.
No pun intended.
No offense to Dark Horse Comics. They had some of the weirdest comic books, Reagan's Raiders.
Yeah.
Also, they had a comic book based off the moves that the Ninja Turtles did in their comic. Like, how to learn, you know, the art of the ninja the Ninja Turtles.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't...
Didn't they also have a thing with some bunnies, like martial art bunny rabbit or something like that?
Perhaps.
So some other creature.
Usagi Yojimbo.
It wasn't radioactive hamsters or something like that.
Some kind of weird thing like that.
Gerbils or some shit. They were copying. Like, yeah, and it had Richard Gere in it, I think.
All right. I don't know about that. Man, are you trying to get our podcast sued, man?
I'm on a roll, motherfucker!
Are you trying to get sued?
Well, hold on. Thanks to that New York Times Supreme Court case in the 60s, they will not be able to successfully sue us.
Mm-hmm. Parody.
Yeah, but parody to someone else could be considered slander to others.
Yes, but he's not a regular person. He's in the public eye, Kevin.
Yeah, I'll slap your mouth, too.
That's right. I didn't even need to get a Harvard education.
That's pretty slander. Boom. That's slander.
Slap your mouth.
That's physical slander.
Yeah, physical slander.
All right. Let's continue on.
All right, what's number three?
Number three, Todd McFarlane's first work was through Epic Comics, a series called Coyote.
That's Epic. Who did Epic Comics, by the way?
I believe it was like a little subsidiary, if I'm using the word right.
Subsidiary.
Yeah, subsidiary.
I said that.
Of Marvel Comics.
Get the fuck at it.
If I recall.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. It was a very interesting series. He came on, he did issues 11, like his first artistic work. And if you look at it, you would never think that this was Todd McFarlane, but you can see he was just starting and learning to master the art of penciling.
Mm-hmm. Art of penciling.
Yeah, you like that. Like how I said that?
Yeah.
The art of penciling. Because remember, when I was a kid, I used to always wonder why I would say penciler. Like, why are you saying penciler for? I didn't know better that they actually start with pencils.
Hmm. You know, inkers are just tracers.
That's true.
Don't say that out loud, Kevin.
But hey, nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
They're very sensitive.
Sensitive people. Yeah. Number two.
Number two. All right, I've got this one. Number two, the initial issues of Image Comics was actually published under Malibu Comics, which provided administrative, production, distribution, and marketing support for the launch of Image Comics.
I didn't know they were under their auspices.
Right. Yes. So if it wasn't for Malibu Comics, we wouldn't have Image Comics.
And if you listen to our Malibu Comics podcast, you would learn more in-depth information as we interview two of the co-creators.
And you know, speaking of Malibu Comics, I want to let you guys in on a little story. Just over the weekend, Sunday to be precise, I went up to our buddies Spiro's Heroes comic shop up there in...
Canoga Park,
yes. Thank you. I had a brain fart. And Elliot, the proprietor of the shop, was like, Donald, I know how much you love Malibu Comics. We've got a couple, like probably four or five boxes of Malibu in the back. Just go through there, see what you like, grab it, it's yours. And I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, no, don't worry about it. So I went to the back of the shop. By the way, they have over 500,000 books. They have an insane amount of books. So I'm back there a while, and I'm picking through all these Malibu comics. I'm getting Malibu Sun. I'm getting Protectors. I'm getting Ferret. All these things that I never really read so much. I was more of an Ultraverse guy, so I'm kind of branching out now as I'm reading a little bit more. And since we had the interview with Malibu, I want to learn a little more. And I'll tell you what, the selection is insane. The books he gave me were insane. Guys, you just got to go into Spiro's Heroes in Canoga Park. He'll take care of you.
For he is the godfather of comics. He will take care of you and offer you a deal that you cannot and will not and shall not refuse.
Yes, a person who certainly values business relationships.
Right. And I think with that, that's pretty much the end of my number two, which means you got a number one for us.
Number one, Wildstorm Publications. Wildstorm Comics is the only production comic company that was originally with Image that decided to leave and sell itself to DC Comics back in 1998.
I mean, that's an interesting fact, but you're going to put that at one and Long Dong at five?
Yes, actually, in fact, I am.
What a dick.
Because to me...
Wow.
I'm on a roll, everybody.
He's like butter. He's on a roll.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's number one because this was interesting and fundamental that Jim Lee, one of the founders, one of the top three known founders who left Marvel, decided, you know, within about 6 years of starting Image Comics to say, you know what, I'm folding shop and I'm gonna take my shares and sell them to DC Comics.
It was good and bad. It's smart for him.
He made a lot of money
and he was able to kind of segue himself into a real cush job with DC, to be honest.
Yes, he did.
So, you know, he's done some artwork and stuff for them, but primarily a lot of his intellectual prowess has been on display at DC Comics, good or bad.
Hush is the one that I think is probably the most well-known.
Batman Hush, yeah. Well, he did the artwork, you know, in that series, but he also had a lot of input in it as well.
And also early New 52 Justice League as well.
We don't like to talk about the New 52.
Oh, yeah. That's sacrilege around here.
Actually, you know, I will say for it, the New 52 being as weird as it was,
Scott Snyder's Batman was good.
Yeah, part of it. I will say the Swamp Thing series we got, the Animal Man series, Agents of, what was it? Not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What the heck was it called?
What was that? It was Frankenstein. Frankenstein and the Agents of Shade.
There you go.
I believe is what it was. It was really good. All-star Western with Jonah Hex was actually really good. So we did get a lot of off-the-wall
series. Our two favorite writers, Abbott and Lanning, they did, remember? Resurrection Man.
Yeah, that's true. They did bring back Resurrection Man for a bit.
Sounds like he's based on Jesus.
Which, not exactly. Way cooler.
He stole the idea.
Whoa!
He stole the idea.
How dare you insult at least a half of
the crowd?
No,
I think what he's saying is...
maybe bring that up so everybody thinks about that.
What he's saying is that Jerusalem is hot in terms of temperature. It's very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Very hot. Anyway, with that, I think that's it, right? That was our number one. We're all good to go.
We're all good to go. Please be so kind. We implore you to visit us on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify.
Google Play Music.
Spreaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we get about one view every month on Spreaker, so please try that.
And if
get us
you,
to 10.
And if y'all make enough comments here, we will also assist you with your fantasy football team.
I'll punch Kevin in the face.
Please be aware that the comments that are made in this podcast do not reflect the views or opinions of the Real Short Box.
Isn't it kind of funny, though, how they get to listen to this for free, but we have many avenues to help them make money.
Right, and I get paid by both these guys to be here.
So he wish.
Anyway, with that, thank you for coming out. I'm Donald.
I'm Kevin.
And Darren.
And we'll see you
at the comic shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.